Skill F. Placing steps in a sequence. 1. History.
We've looked quite a bit at Napoleonic era France already. Today we're going to look at its fiercest and strongest rival, England. There were many factors contributing to the strength of Britain in the early 19th century and its eventual victory over Napoleon. In spite of Britain's small population of only 10 million, it had a very large force of volunteers, conscripts, and reservists. By the time of the Napoleonic Wars, the number of British males serving in the armed forces was a startling 1 in 5. A major source of Britain's power, oddly, came from its commercial activities. At this time, Britain was exporting its goods by sea across the world, and importing goods by sea from other countries far and wide. This high volume of maritime trade ensured that there was a large supply of experienced and highly skilled sailors. This contributed to Britain having the largest and most powerful navy in the world. In 1792, the year Napoleon declared war on Great Britain, the British Navy commanded a fleet of over 600 ships and 100,000 seamen, a fact that would prove to be a key factor in its success. Britain also had a highly efficient and developed banking and taxation system that placed a large amount of funds at the disposal of the government. In this same year, 1792, France had seized control of Belgium and the Netherlands, in addition to various other minor kingdoms, and was just one step away from an invasion of England. The British army, unlike its navy, was weak compared to the French, and the British knew this. To compensate, they used their massive naval and economic advantage. They pulled most of their ships back for the defense of their island and attacked French trading ships on the open seas. They used their wealth to fund various Allied armies on the continent, which at different times amounted to basically all of Europe besides France and its occupied nations. Yes, a question?
Yes, thanks. I just wanted to clarify. You mean that Britain actually paid soldiers of other countries to fight against France? I mean, they weren't fighting for nationalism or anything, just for the money?
Well, they might have been fighting in part for national pride, but essentially these armies were funded by Britain to fight against France in order to help Britain's position. It's an interesting concept, no? It's also an idea that has been used throughout history. Would it surprise you to know the U.S. government did the same thing, funding armies in several Latin American countries in the 70s and 80s? You don't look too surprised. Okay, moving on. When Napoleon went to take Egypt in 1789 with 35,000 men, Vice Admiral Horatio Nelson and his fleet were sent to stop them. Napoleon did, in fact, take Cairo, but Nelson arrived soon thereafter and won a victory in the Battle of the Nile. This victory essentially gave Britain control over the Mediterranean while cutting off the supply lines at Napoleon's army in Egypt. Nevertheless, Napoleon eventually made it back to France, and by 1807 he had subdued Russia, Prussia, and Austria, the three largest continental powers at the time. This resulted in a trade war with Britain, in which Napoleon used his army to block trade between England and Europe, and Britain used its navy to block Napoleon's overseas trade. Eventually, Napoleon's campaign spread to Britain's longtime ally, Portugal. The seizure of Portugal, however, was hugely unpopular with France's ally, Spain. When the Spanish king protested, Napoleon replaced him with Joseph Bonaparte, Napoleon's brother. This sparked a rebellion and the opportunity for Britain to enter mainland Europe. The Spanish defeated Napoleon's army, which allowed the British to land their forces in Portugal. Okay, just to recap, France and England have been longtime rivals. This rivalry continued and even intensified during the rule of Napoleon. As Napoleon's forces spread across Europe, they cut off those markets to British trade. This, of course, was a large drain on Britain's economy. Britain, in turn, used its powerful navy to attack French trade ships, thus cutting them off to markets around the world. This, of course, was a large drain on France's economy. Britain also defeated France's foray into Egypt, further cutting them off from the rest of the world. Eventually, Spain went to war against France with assistance from Britain, which finally allowed British troops to gain a foothold on the continent, which eventually led to the downfall of Napoleon.
Number 1. The speaker explains a sequence of events. Put the events in the correct order. Number 2. According to the professor, why couldn't the British invade France directly via land? Number 3. What are the reasons for Britain having a strong navy? Choose two answers. Number 4. How does the man probably feel when he says this?
I just wanted to clarify, you mean that Britain actually paid soldiers of other countries to fight against France? I mean, they weren't fighting for nationalism or anything, just for the money?